Right now, we're joined by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce with a short and sweet business beat. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good.
It seemed like we should just skip the short and sweet business beat and have a dance party.
You right? Really yeah, we were it. Dancing to,
yeah,
to
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
But that is, of all of the, we added all of those sort of rejoin musics a little while ago, and that's like the most obscure song of all of them. That was Get My Money Back by Caswell, y'all, if you want to check that out. But
I think we should like start thinking about thematic bumper music, but
yeah.
It means that I'm going to have to be really strategic about what I'm going to talk about and trying to find matching songs.
I was trying to, I was looking and it's like, well, do we have any money related or business related or anything? And that was the closest one that I came up with for thematic.
I love it. So tune in for the next segment and accompanying music.
There you go. We've also got that Pink Floyd Money song that we use for the Wall Street Report during the 5 o'clock.
I know. I was going to recommend that one, but
yeah.
But I know it might be overused. And, you know, I'm not exactly
the dance music is like, it got us dancing.
Yeah,
like, when was
exactly.
the last time you danced to Pink Floyd? It's been a while, probably.
I'm waiting for the segue from dancing to Pink Floyd to what to our my morning meeting tomorrow.
Well, so. you can dance to Pink Floyd as songs like Another Brick in the Wall, because Donald Trump talks about a wall and we want to avoid that, just like we want to avoid stagnation in our local economy, and that's why you should attend this meeting tomorrow.
Wow, that was
impressive.
That
was really off the top of my head, y'all.
That was really impressive. So, well, it's really about, instead of national politics, that we're going to talk about local politics.
Yes.
Election season is here. Conventions are over, but we're not going to have balloons. We're not going to be berating other candidates, but we are going to talk about the bond referendum. For Orange County voters, there will be a bond referendum on the ballot, and we're going to hear from three speakers tomorrow at our Economic Development and Public Policy Committee, 8 a.m. at the Chamber's large conference room. We're on Franklin and Estes between Caribou and the building formerly known as Pizza Hut.
Yes.
That's for sale. But we're excited to hear from Todd LaFreeze, Assistant Superintendent for Support Services at Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, Pam Jones, Deputy Superintendent for Orange County Schools, and Robert Dowling, Executive Director of Community Home Trust. They're going to talk about the $125 million bond that will be on Orange County balance to support capital needs for schools and affordable housing.
And schools especially is where most of this money is going to go, but the affordable housing element of this is important too, and it's good that Robert Dowling is there as well.
I'm looking forward to it, because I think there's still, you know, the Bond Education Committee is just starting to gear up. It's being led by Donna Coffey, who is chair of the Orange County School Board. There's some limitations in what the county can do. The county cannot advocate for a bond referendum, but can certainly educate voters about this referendum. So we're going to hear from those three to see where this money is being spent and whether or not, and I think the chamber will decide whether or not to endorse the referendum.
And when you're talking about, and we're doing the short and sweet business beats, and we were talking about schools and sort of capital projects for schools and affordable housing, what's the relationship of that to business?
Well, I think absolutely for any local economy to work, we need an educated workforce, and I think these capital needs for schools are there. I'm curious the difference between the money that's out of the quarter cent that was approved in 2011.
Was it 11?
I think it
was it. Because it failed the one time and then it passed
the
second time, right?
Exactly.
So God, was it that long ago?
Half of that quarter cent. I know, we're getting old.
No, was it that long ago?
No,
we are so old, Kristen.
Now
oh my
I'm
God.
Nervous. How many election cycles have I been here for?
So many. And it's local. Like every year is two new election cycles.
So half of that quarter cent goes to capital needs for schools. And so I'm curious how that revenue is being spent versus what's being spent for the bond referendum. And that bond referendum is really only slated, according to Chapel Hill News, is only slated to pay about 37% of all needs that combined are school systems mm-hmm. need to make about $320 million in repairs.
Which is
and so,
really incredible. But
I know. Yeah. And so that's why I'm anxious to hear from these speakers, to mm-hmm. hear about how this money is being spent. How is it different than the quarter cent revenue that's being spent now? And goodness, how many more election cycles can Aaron Keck and I do before we lose our minds? I can't remember when.
You are so optimistic on that one. You assumed that we didn't lose our minds 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. But please join us if you're a chamber member. And remember, that's any UNC, UNC Healthcare, Chapel Hill, Carver City School employee, your chamber member, any chamber member can join us 8 to 9:30 a.m. tomorrow at the Chamber's large conference room to hear from three speakers about the Orange County bond referendum.
And that's tomorrow. And then coming up in a few weeks at the end of the month is another development-related briefing, but this is about sort of development projects triangle-wide, I think it is.
Development
local?
Projects regionally.
Regional,
yeah, so
yeah.
We wanted to expand this. This is the briefing formerly known as the Orange County Development
yes.
Briefing. I know that you and I often talk about all the name changes.
All the name changes
we have. Still struggling with University Place and Carolina Square, but excited about these new developments.
Yes.
And we're excited to hear from three confirmed speakers. We'll probably have more to talk about the spaces and places we're creating in our region.
And so, this is Thursday, August 25th,
yes,
right?
Yes, Thursday, yep. August 25th at the Sheridan Chapel Hill Hotel. We'll hear from Mark Zimmerman at REMAX Winning Edge. He's also a legislative chair for the North Carolina Realtors Association. He'll be giving an update on residential real estate. We'll also hear from Dwight Bassett with the town of Chapel Hill on commercial real estate, and also from our southern neighbors, Kyle Touchstone, who's the new executive director at the Chatham Economic Development Corporation. This is a great opportunity to kind of hear about how the housing market is doing. We've often focused on individual projects, but you know, so much new office space and new commercial space is approved in the town of Chapel Hill. We want to just make sure that we have a panelist of folks that can answer people's questions, you know, whether it's what's the progress on SECU and their acquiring and building of the Blue Cross Blue Shield building, what we landed Target, what else might go in Carolina Square. These are the questions that we want to answer at Spaces and Places.
And who can go to that?
Anyone can go to that. We have member and non-member prices.
Okay.
Excuse me. I was like, anyone can go to Target.
Anyone can go.
Anyone can go to Carolina Square. These are great spaces and places that we're
Don't
creating.
Go to Carolina Square now. You
yeah,
won't be able to get over the
this
fence.
Is
but,
true. This
yeah.
is true. So.
Hold off on that until they open. But.
I'm sorry that I misunderstood. But go to carolinachamber.org/events and register. Anyone can register for this briefing.
Yeah, how many more until we lose our minds?
Right, exactly. How many more election cycles? Thanks to presenting sponsor Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, who can really tout some recent accolades that have been given to the town. Entrepreneur named Chapel Hill one of the 15 best U.S. cities for entrepreneurs to live and launch. Exciting.
Cool.
Wallet Hub has ranked our MSA, that's our Metropolitan Statistical Area. We are number four most educated city when you include Durham and Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Niche.com has named Chapel Hill number 11 in the top 30 best college towns. And Chapel Hill is also number 11 in some of the great places to follow your passions in retirement, according to Forbes.com.
How do they measure that?
That's an excellent question.
Specific ranking.
Next,
like, not just the best places to retire, but the best places to follow your passions after you retire. We're number 11 on that list. I don't even know.
Next short and sweet business meet. I'll bring back those indicators.
Okay.
But as someone that is trying to follow her passions but is nowhere near retirement.
No. Although we are both old.
This is alarming.
Yes.
We don't have that many election cycles left before you and I go crazy. But I am nowhere near retirement. But We'll report on those indicators.
We're
perfectly
sane. It's the rest of the world. That's
exactly,
crazy.
Exactly. But visit chapelhill.org. Their new website includes an amazing list of all the accolades. Both our community has received, but also different businesses, restaurants, bars, and other establishments have received. So check out their new website at visitchapelhill.org.
Awesome. We're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. We got to let you go in a minute, but before we do, back to school time's coming up, and people are doing their summer cleaning. cleaning.
Summer cleaning. So get rid of your stuff with chamber members, and then I have a small commercial break at the end. So Club Nova, their
We've got this 30-second spot here if you want to add to it.
Okay. Club Nova, their thrift shop is at 103 West Main Street. They take most new and gently used items during their business hours. They're open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Clothes Mentor, a great place if you're getting rid of new women's clothes, or excuse me, new or used women's clothes. This is a consignment store, and they will pay you cash on the spot. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes. It's a great place to both shop, and if you're going through your closet and you realize this doesn't fit me anymore or you don't use it anymore, Clothes Mentor.
Specifically women's clothes for
specifically women's clothes. Sorry, it's just women's clothes. I know. I don't know why men's consignment hasn't caught on, but check out Clothes Mentor, 241 South Elliott Road.
It's because we don't care, so we just wear things until they're like torn to shreds, and then there's no place for them but the garbage. If you want to know the answer to that question.
I love it. So if anybody comes to the chamber saying, I'm thinking about starting a men's consignment store, need to talk to Aaron Keck first, because he will tell you why this won't succeed.
I mean, it might succeed. You go to PTA Thrift Shop, you go to Goodwill, they've got the men's section. There's a lot of good stuff there, but we wear our clothes to shreds.
Speaking of the PTA Thrift Shop, their donation hours at Carbro are Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and at their Chapel Hill facility, also on Elliott Road. Actually, this is a great opportunity. You can take your women's clothes, see if any are a good match for Clothes Mentor, and if they don't take it, just go down the street to 103 South Elliott Road, and PTA Thrift Shop will gladly take your donations. And then the Restore. Actually, Chapel Hill Young Professionals will be volunteering at the Habitat for Humanity Restore. This supports Durham and Orange County Habitats for Humanity. They take a ton of building and construction materials, kitchen and household goods. They even take mattress and box springs. A lot of people look for places to donate that, because they sterilize at furniture. And they you can call their donations hotline at 919-354-0892 during business hours, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's good to know about the mattress and box springs, too, because every few years you need to get rid of it, and there's nowhere to take it.
Exactly. So those are all great chamber members that you can support, and while you're getting ready for the school year and getting rid of stuff, those are great places. But I got a small commercial break, not a chamber member, but my church, Binkley Baptist Church.
That's right. Yeah, that's coming up.
Is working with Barbie's Chapel to bring you our biennial, it's like the inner city visit.
Yes.
It's
every other year.
Yard sale. So August 13th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Please save the date. But also, we are taking donations if you want to get rid of that stuff. And we will take everything but electronics, reference books, and textbooks, pianos, or organs. I don't know if many people have organs to donate. Not organs. Donate your physical body organs, but we cannot take those, nor the organs that
nor
you
like
play.
Piano organs.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, that didn't even occur to me until you said, wait, no, I got to clarify. I'm like, why are you?
Because I really believe strongly in organ donation.
Yes.
And then
you should donate your organs, just not to this particular yard sale.
No, shoes and large appliances. Sorry, we can't take mattresses, sofa beds, or bed pillows, or personal hygiene items. But it's a great opportunity. I work the White Elephant Room. I went over there to try to sort some things after work, both in the women's clothing and at furniture. So save the date, Saturday, August 13th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Our church is adjacent to University Place, not University Mall, University Place, and we'll be supporting three great charities this year.
Awesome.
So there's lots of ways that you can get rid of your stuff.
When can you donate to that? And I'm kind of asking for me.
Oh, to the yard sale?
yeah.
So donation hours
week. I've got a stack of things that I need to take somewhere. And
Yes. Just load them up in my car, and I'll take them to Binkley Baptist.
Well, I don't have them here. Just carry this pile of stuff around with me on the off chance.
10 a.m. to 7 p.m. are donation hours during this week, Saturday. And Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, 12 noon to 5 p.m. And then all next week, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At the church.
At the church. At Binkley Baptist Church.
Awesome.
Just pull up Harris Teeter's on your right, and the donation drop-off is on your left. So
sounds good. All right, that's a short and sweet business beat. CarolinaChamber.org if you want to find out more information about events coming up at the Carolina Chapel Hill Carper Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget information about the inner city visit, which is coming up later on this fall. Also there as well. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.